NBAA works on a number of fronts to make NextGen effective and affordable.
We have many different ongoing outlets to provide this kind of critical feedback, and it's very, very useful work.
From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. Efforts to make NextGen a reality are now underway on several fronts, and it's more than you might imagine. That's the word from NBAA Chief Operating Officer Steve Brown. He's one of a dozen important people asked to participate in a group of experts convened by the NRC.
The NRC is the National Research Council. It's part of the National Academies of Science, and Congress regularly asks the NRC to make recommendations to government agencies about how they can research and implement new technologies that'll benefit the American public. And so in this case, Congress asked the National Research Council to convene a group of experts to look at FAA's research and implementation associated with certifying aircraft equipment, certifying ground equipment that would assist in the air traffic control system and creating NextGen, having it implemented more quickly and in a less costly fashion.
That group includes stakeholders like NBAA, the airlines, and others, as well as equipment manufacturers.
One of the early groups that we invited in to learn about some of the innovation they're involved in is the Air Force. The Air Force, as a part of the Department of Defense, pursues lots of different technologies to try and implement them. And in this case, we talked with the Air Force people who are engaged in providing air traffic control services. They employ controllers and operate the same radar-based equipment and ADS-B-type equipment that the FAA does in the civilian system. But they, of course, have their own internal mechanisms for utilizing the technology and trying to deploy it more quickly and at lower cost to benefit the American public. So we were talking with the Air Force about some of what they've learned, what their best practices are.
Brown says the NRC meetings bring home the true amount of work it'll take to make NextGen a reality. Much of it is behind the scenes, out of sight, and perhaps for some, out of mind.
There's plenty of both hardware and software in the air traffic control system that is behind the curtain. You know, it's in air traffic control centers or in towers that people don't often see unless you happen to be an air traffic controller or somebody working for FAA. But it's all an integrated system. It all has to work together so that we get the benefits of ultimately burning less fuel, having more direct routes, saving time. Those are all the things that operators and the traveling public are interested in terms of benefits.
The NRC group meets every month and is on a deadline. Its members have to make their recommendations to Congress in time for them to be included in FAA reauthorization efforts on Capitol Hill to make sure they're properly funded. For more on how NBAA is working on a number of fronts to bring about a cost-effective transition to NextGen, check the website. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment, but first, please, this message.
NBAA Update is the business aviation community's trusted source for weekly business aviation news. It provides a digest of the latest operational, regulatory, and legislative news directly impacting the people and companies in the business aviation community, as well as information about the association and upcoming NBAA events. Subscribe for free by visiting www.nbaa.org/update.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. NBAA has a new Access Committee chairman. Gabriel Andino has more than a dozen years' experience in airport management and planning. Right now, he's manager of noise abatement and environmental compliance at Teterboro Airport in New Jersey. There's a great Q&A article with Gabriel on the website. Check it out. FAA wants your thoughts on LED airport lighting. This is part of what will eventually lead up to an LED flight test plan. You'll find the FAA survey on LED lighting on our website. You can also contact NBAA's Bob Lamond on email. His address is rlamond, that's R-L-A-M-O-N-D, at nbaa.org. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.